mobile and monitoring.
Texas Whiskey, Uniform 2 Tango. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, what's happening, Rusty?
Oh, not a whole lot. Just getting ready for the holidays and things going on, and got to run down to Easley tomorrow to take care of a property inspection. And things like that. Got choir rehearsal tonight since they moved it from tomorrow night to tonight, since we don't do anything the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. They give us the night off. We got to still rehearse this week because our Christmas program is this coming Sunday. So go figure.
I hear you. Don't you call the South Carolina sidebar? Yeah. 3915 net. Don't you call it on Tuesday nights?
Nope, I call it on Thursday night.
Oh, Thursday. Okay, so I guess there won't be one Thursday, or there will be.
Oh yeah, we don't. We have them every. The only day of the year that we don't have an official net is Christmas Day, and then we get together and let people brag about what they got for Christmas.
Okay. All right. Cool. Yeah, I'm down here at the QT down on 101 just waiting for my customer to get here, take care of some business, and I'm heading home.
Well, I'm trying to come down with a cold, so I went out and got me some cold medicine to take. I found if I take something before it actually hits, I can usually knock it down, and went out and got that, and then went to the new Culver's over on 290 and had me a burger for lunch.
There's a new Culver's?
Yep, on Highway 290, on my side of 85.
Okay, I'm just trying to think where that is. That's, what's the name of that area there? Oh my gosh, I forget. I think I know where that is.
Well, store's address is Duncan, but if you come off of 85 or cross over 85, it's about the, just right beyond the third traffic light. There's Circle K station on the other corner from it. There's three or four plants that have to do with the auto industry.
I know where that is. I think that's, oh my gosh. Yeah, I get to it from Greer, from kind of the back way, and you come up Gap Creek, and you cross 29, and then you turn left, I think, on that point set there. I think and it turns into 290, doesn't it?
Yeah, if you come across there, it actually that is 290 all the way across. I mean, it goes. It's the more they call it the more Duncan Highway.
That's right. That's right. Okay, I know where that is because I know there's a Culver's on 29, right there in Greer. Get that Culver's, but haven't been there in quite a while.
Well, this one opened a week ago. They opened last Wednesday.
Excellent. I thought I saw that on Greer Residence. Somebody had mentioned that, and I thought to myself, wait a minute, there is a Culver's in Greer. What are they talking about? Just opened.
Well, this one's address is Duncan.
Got it now. Very good, very good. Yeah, so I'm just kind of hanging out here waiting on my customer. They ought to be here in about 10 minutes or so.
Yeah, tomorrow I get to drive down and go to mine. I got to do a property inspection tomorrow, so it'll take me longer to drive there and drive back than it's actually going to take me to do the property inspection, so go figure.
Hey, it's all money in the bank, right? Well, I ran down to down here to Woodruff, had to change out a flame detector, and took me about 20 minutes, and I'm done.
Well, I got to go from here all the way down to Easley, so from my house down there is about an hour and 10 minute drive each direction, so that's even using 85, so then you got to go back through the country and everything, but it gets you there. So, I got that, and I put in extra money I get paid extra money for that to make it worthwhile to make the trip down there.
Yeah, I don't do that too often. I don't put extra money on travel time too much. You know, I make enough on what I do to cover it.
Well, they don't rate this, but $8 for doing this inspection because it's a deal. You go out, you take about 8 or 10 pictures of this house, and then you go back and upload them to the site, and that's done. But since it's mileage, since I've got to make the trip down there, take the 2 hours to make the trip down and back total, I can request extra money for time and mileage.
You $8 to do that?
An inspection where I've got to go inside the property and look at all of it. This is strictly the bank wants pictures of the outside of the property and any structures that are located on the property from the outside.
Interesting. Okay. Very interesting. Alrighty. Hang on 1 second. A customer, but it was another text. Anyway, I'm gonna hang the mic here for a minute. I just saw a Matco truck pull out of the truck stop. I didn't know if that was Patrick or not. I didn't know if he came down this way or not. I think he said he didn't. So I was just gonna see if he was on.
Could be. Never can tell. I know he was meeting up with somebody. I know he was meeting up with Gary earlier today. I heard him and those two talking. So anyway, well, I'll let you go back to it. I'm going to go back and see what I've got going here. I've got some emails I got to answer. I've taken care of making my appointment for tomorrow. So I'll be down there at 11 o'clock. I'll take my pictures. It'll take me about 10 or 15 minutes maximum to walk the property and take the pictures. And then I'll come back home and upload everything online, and they'll forward it. The company I work for will forward it on to the bank, so that's the way we go. Anyway, we'll talk to you later. Have a good one, Dave. W2T73.
All right, Rusty, have a good day. KB2HXS73. We'll catch you Thursday.
HXS, KO4HKX.
Yes, sir. I didn't think so. I didn't see an antenna on the vehicle. It looked like a truck similar to yours, and you took off to the right down 101. I'm like, wait a minute, that can't be Patrick.
Tim, he got the only other Peterbilt.
I'm just sitting here. I was just telling Rusty, I'm sitting here waiting on my client to get here, or my customer to take care of some business, and I'm heading home.
I'm still trying to run the route, but I'm not in a tool truck today.
Oh, are we up in North Carolina?
No, I'm down here in South Carolina. I'm over in Easley.
Oh, you said you're not in the tool truck?
Correct.
How does that work?
Well, I'm making my deliveries of stuff that was requested this week, making sure guys that don't need anything next week, and trying to see four days worth of guys in 3 days.
Oh, I see. So you're driving a personal vehicle? Save a little bit of fuel in your truck. Excellent. All right, well, I will catch you later, Patrick. Have a good afternoon. KL4HKX, KB2HXS. Be careful out there.
7-3, Dave, KL4HKX, and I'm clear.
Wandering around this afternoon, W2T.
We're here on 123 on the Greenville side of Easley.
I got to be down on 150, off of 153 down in Easley in the morning.
Well, I would normally be over here, but I won't this week. I'll be over in Greer because I'm finishing up over here in just two more stops.
Well, that's good. I was kind of listening. So, anyway, well, good that you're gonna get. Are you gonna take tomorrow and Friday off, or just you gonna take Thursday and Friday off, or just Thursday?
Thursday and Friday.
Do it then. Of course, you work for yourself, basically, so you can do that. All right, just heard you in here. Wanted to say hello. Be careful out there on the road. I've run into raindrops a couple places this afternoon. I know we're not supposed to get any rain till later. At least I hope it doesn't rain in the morning, since I got to come down to Easley and take pictures of a piece of property.
Rusty, good to talk to you. And you be careful on your trip down there in the morning, because I think it's supposed to be raining tomorrow, isn't it?
I think it's supposed to be Thursday. I don't know. I'll find out. If it's raining in the morning, I'll have to figure out a way to go down and take these pictures in the rain, or else cancel till Friday. Anyway, talk to you later. KO4HXW2T73.
W2T, KO4HX, 73. Have a good day.
EW. 4ZEW, mobile and monitoring.
4ZEW, I believe it's Ben, N4ZLK. Good afternoon.
Is correct.
I'm about to go through a little dip here, so I hope I'll hold signal. Who is this?
Shane, and my call is N4ZLK. I heard you throw out your call there. I was had my hand doing something with holding a cup of tea while I was driving, so I had to put that down to get back to you. Hope you're doing well today.
Trying to get stuff wrapped up at work. I got to work a 4-day weekend.
You must be down in a little hole. Heard you wrapping up something at work and got a 4-day weekend, so that's what I should have too. I requested Friday night off. I'm hoping that I haven't heard anything, so I'm assuming I got it. That's the way it works.
Is off.
Most of the time. Sometimes it can be bad news.
We got a work. We got a big go live coming at the beginning of November. So management was just kind of like, everybody needs to take Thanksgiving off, get your rest. I was like, I have so much to do. I want to work on Friday. They're like, no. Nobody's working Thursday. Nobody's working Friday. I'm like, oh, it's it.
Take Thursday and Friday off, and it's still a paid holiday, but they make everybody work on Friday now. Something to do with internet shopping and Black Friday sales and trying to get a jump on the shipping. So if you work on the Friday, you get the holiday pay, and then you get time and a half for actually working. So works out pretty good. And I didn't even think about that when I took Friday off. I'm missing out on time and a half.
Because I suppose in logistics, you do want to get that jump on the shipping. Yeah, that's time and a half. That's generous.
Or you can bump up your in and out of the repeater. I didn't quite catch all of that.
Tough area. I'm down here on the other side of Brookwood Church, so I'm kind of in a hole.
I don't know where you are.
Get in here, get rid of the recycling before the holidays so that we build it up at home and it gets overflowed, blue bins out here. But, we're kind of doing a little bit of traveling just to Charlotte back for Thursday, Friday. So if I'm on the road, it'll be easier for me to stay off the job.
True, but just watch out for that holiday traffic. It gets heavy out there.
My trick is to leave early Thursday morning. If I get out about if we can get out 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, everybody in the car goes to sleep except the driver. The driver takes a nap when they get there. And we get there, we can get there by 8 a.m. And so people are not on the road yet, or they're already destinations. But I've had a lot of luck doing it that way.
Be good. Wednesday afternoon is awful on the interstates. A lot of people take off then. And I remember those days when I would be the designated driver and all the kids and my wife would be asleep. And sometimes I felt like I was actually taking naps one eyeball at a time.
Friday before is miserable because most places give people like a half day off. So if you didn't take the whole day, most everybody else is out of work by noon, and it's gridlock everywhere.
Wednesday is still considered the busiest traveling day of the year in the United States. That includes everything, airfare and driving.
I doubt that at all. I mean, even over Labor Day, Memorial Day, and Christmas, totally the Wednesday before Thanksgiving probably exceeds them by far.
That you do. You said they want you to not work on this weekend. What do you do?
In healthcare IT, and specifically the Epic system. If you've ever logged into MyChart or gone to any of the hospitals now around around the Upstate, and I'm working for a hospital system in Florence, South Carolina, and we have the go live. The first 2 weeks of December. So everybody's like, we got a week and a half to go. We got to get everything done. And, management's like, it's going to be an intense December. You guys need to rest.
Yes, when you roll out something like that, there's always bugs you don't know about until you actually go live.
This one's been a 13-month implementation, but it's 5 hospitals and a couple of 100 ambulatory clinics and urgent cares. So we do a tremendous amount of testing, and then when the users get into training, they usually spot a lot of things that we miss. So come go live, things are fairly ironed out. But it's the first 2 weeks are always pretty intense because it's just like a hard switch over. You're on one computer, and the next day you're on a totally different system.
Well, I hope everything goes smoothly and there's not a lot of kinks to work out. It is frustrating on the consumer side when you're trying to do something, and my organization's healthcare website, you know, you call them on the phone because I want to talk to somebody, and they keep referring you to the website. I mean, you can get information or help at the website, but there's nothing there. You know, usually when I'm calling, it's because I need to talk to somebody. I can't find it on the website. And that loop that just plays over and over, it gets a little frustrating. Sometimes I think, I wish you would put it on the website so I didn't have to sit here on hold.
Yeah, no kidding. We've all been through that rigmarole. I think places kind of got figured out, like Google and Facebook and stuff, there is no helpline. You just have to figure it out, look online, talk to people. Their only support desk is for internal employees only. I mean, unless you get into, you know, some kind of legal or harassment or threatening situation, there's no, you know. I deleted my Gmail email, and how do I get it back? Kind of help desk.
Okay. I have a feeling that most businesses, especially the large companies, are trying to push everybody towards the internet. I mean, it's the way it feels. There's not a lot of in-person customer service anymore.
4ZEW. Yeah, that's and I've noticed a lot of products have gone with online manuals. You buy something, a washer or electronics, and they're like, go to this website to get the manual. And I just bought a Nano VNA antenna analyzer, and it came with a map of the menus. No instructions whatsoever. It's just like you have to go online and research it yourself, figure it out. There's just no manual at all for it. It was pretty wild.
Fails, just go to YouTube because there's somebody out there that's probably posted a video on it.
That's exactly where I went, and there's like hundreds of videos for whatever you want on there. So, yeah, I typed in like how, you know, Nano VNA how to, and you know, 15 minutes later, I'm sticking it on my equipment, pulling SWR, and you know, reusing the Smith chart and everything. It was pretty neat, but it just kind of blew my mind. I've seen online manuals before, but I've not seen you know, a piece of electronics that there was no manual whatsoever.
The world we live in today, I guess, it's hard when you do get a manual. Sometimes it's hard to read. And anyway, that's just the way it goes. And then when you watch YouTube videos, you can find some good information, but it's funny. Some of the homes you're invited into, or the backyards or the garages you're invited into, I'm like, man, my wife would kill me if I put that on. If my garage looked like that and I put it online.
Most definitely. I just kind of assume a lot of those people are single, or you know, they have their, you know, man shack, man shed, and, you know, the women don't go in there at all, or the kids don't go in there at all, and they just, just stuff everywhere, and even on the film, they don't, like, drape anything, you know, it's maybe a pegboard of tools behind them, and nobody, like, drapes a sheet behind it or everything.
What a world go around, all kinds of people, all kinds of ideas, and ways of living. So I guess if we all were the same, it would be very boring.
100% correct about that.
If everybody were like me, it'd be a pretty good world, but you know, I'm just kidding. I don't think I could stand myself, more than one of me.
how everybody, you know, when you get in the car with somebody, everybody else in the world is a bad driver except that person you're in the car with. Well, I just go ahead and admit, I know, I might be driving the car, but I'm also one of those bad drivers. No shame anymore.
Be a good driver. It's what I do for a living, so. But I know I'm, you know, just like anybody, you can make mistakes. But there are some really, really bad drivers out there, I can tell you that.
True. I was a field technician for 10 years, one for a restaurant and hotel point-of-sale company, and also for Duke Energy. So, yeah, there's really bad drivers, and I mean, I honestly do the best I can. But I know somebody's been yelled at me from their car at some point.
Tell my boss, or bosses, when they come to talk to me about something they didn't think I was doing right, I would just say, well, if I was perfect, I wouldn't be working here. So, I mean, you know, you do your best, and you're going to make a mistake.
Somebody always says, I tell people, they come to me like that, I say, you know, if I was doing this job for my health, I'd be a yoga instructor.
First guy just didn't take his turn at the four-way intersection, so if I hadn't had the microphone in my hand, I might not have been paying attention.
A few minutes ago, I saw a guy make a right turn from the left lane on a four-lane road.
More things like that. People not even regarding red lights, so even at T-intersections, they just pull up and then look and then turn left. Or last night, I saw somebody almost, they got stopped, but they got stopped in the middle of the intersection. They were just going to go through the red light, but somebody was coming out of the side street, so they had to stop. It just, I don't know, people just don't care anymore.
Upstate South Carolina has a really interesting dynamic in this, you know, in a good and bad way. There's a lot of people coming here from all kinds of places. So everybody's familiar with the laws of the road, but you get all these different soft rules of the road that everybody's used to from L.A. or Seattle or Chicago or New York. You get all these different driving styles with these soft rules, and it really gets confusing, and things can seem downright, you know, like it's just anarchy every now and then.
N4ZLK, go ahead.
Good evening. I heard you mention L.A. I was born and raised there. Be nice, please.
In reference to, you know, as you wrote, L.A. being representative of the Southwest and Seattle being representative of the Northwest, just people, because you know, if you've been here for some time, you know that the area has grown so much. People come in from everywhere.
Got that. I was, of course, I was joking. Yeah, I've noticed that in California we can make a U-turn unless it says no U-turn. It may not be the same here, but since people, like you said, will make a left turn from the right lane, especially on Wade Hampton, or a U-turn, then I figured a U-turn's okay.
Out here, too. As long as there's no sign, you can do it, but I did notice one of your rules, your California rules last night out there in Malden, traffic was backed up, and there's a motorcycle doing the lane splitting, just weaving in and out, going down between the two lanes. And that's technically not legal here, but I guess nobody's going to stop him.
I left California in the early 90s, but yeah, there's a few states that allow you to white line it, you know, stopped or moving traffic. Yeah, and here it's like, no, you get yourself a ticket if they catch you.
Well, if the traffic's not moving, then they can't catch you. That was a story. I was down in New Orleans during Mardi Gras, and these dudes on Bourbon Street had stolen a van, and they got about halfway down the block, and the police were about a block behind them. Both of them stuck, and no one could move. There's people and cars just blocking everything down. The cops couldn't get to the thieves. The thieves couldn't get the van anywhere. So eventually the dudes in the van just, like, got out and left and just left the thing just sitting in the middle of the street running. And From, I mean, like line of sight, they could see them, but everything was so locked down that they couldn't get them. They could look at you, at each other, and you know the cops couldn't grab them.
Splitting deal. Our lanes are wide enough, and maybe it's the, maybe the roads are the same out there. It just, you know, people have enough trouble not seeing the guy in the lane next to them, and then just you think about a motorcycle coming up between you. That's kind of scary to me. I like motorcycles, but I don't think I'd be participating in that, especially going down the interstate at a high rate of speed.
Typically, the rule of thumb was on a motorcycle, you can white line it on the freeways, you know, because they've been clogged for decades now, but was that you can pass the cars on a white line like that at a safe and reasonable speed, which is up to the discretion of the officer. So, but yeah, out here, like I did in California, I ride with my thumb on the horn on my motorcycle, and I'm not afraid to use it.
Kind of on that note, KO4ZEW, when you're white lining it with a bicycle in, and their cities are having problems with, you know, people opening their car doors and the bicycle's white lining and just slams into the car door. That happens a lot, apparently.
Get used to, and I didn't grow up doing that, and now I'm too old to learn something new, I guess.
And I used to white line it in California, and it, you know, as you know, it's a big bike, but I wouldn't do it here. I don't trust the drivers here. And maybe it's just the sign of the times, and it's not so much the drivers, but there's just too many distractions for folks.
Here either, so as a driver in a vehicle.
I'm going to break off here. I'm at the recycling depot and get unloaded. Good talking to you. Good stuff. Love a good QSO and conversation, but I do have to dip. This is Ben, Kilo Oscar 4, Zulu Echo Whiskey.
Enjoyed it. N4 is that okay, Shane? You have a good day. Happy Thanksgiving, if I don't talk to you, and safe travels to wherever you're going. N4 is that okay?
Happy Thanksgiving to you as well. This is Dwayne, K2HME.
One that moved to Berea from Spartanburg.
Spartanburg to Berea.
To say, if I said it the other way, I'm sorry. Yeah, okay. I didn't remember the call, but when you said Dwayne, I remembered. We talked several months ago. Actually, getting ready to hit Fars Bridge. I'm on Fars Bridge, getting ready to hit White Horse Road up here near Berea.
Actually, heading over to that Walmart Supercenter on White Horse Road. Just off Cedar Lane, so got to pick up a few things for the wife and then mosey on home.
You're packing. Hi. I'm just kidding. Yeah, I'll be driving by there in a little bit. I'm headed towards Greenville in the office.
Yeah, what line of work are you in?
Yes, and I'm driving a tractor trailer for them. I've done just about everything there except management, and I don't want to do that. So I've been there 31 years, and I'm going in 6 months anyway. I'm wanted to get out of working days during Christmas.
Hey, go ahead.
I just got to ask one thing, Shane. What can Brown do for you?
If not, nothing for you, Dave. And good afternoon.
Oh, that's not right.
Cousin in Southern California that works, I think, like 4 a.m. or something, and driving tractor trailer for UPS, been doing it for close to 30 years as well.
It's the easiest job. I always say that. I try not to let my wife hear me say that too often. It's the easiest job at UPS, I think, other than, you know, just being on the road, but home every day, so... Just a short trip down to Atlanta and a couple of, or a local pickup here and then go to Atlanta a couple places. So I'm back in 10 hours.
It's easy. I'm sure it is. It's I drove for a paper company in Spartanburg for about 4 years, and you know, we would do trips to Conway or Greensboro or Atlanta, Pigeon Forge, same kind of thing. Just run out there, drop a trailer, pick up another one, and come back.
Gentlemen, I'm going to duck out. I'm in the driveway. I just wanted to come in and razz you a little, Shane. Have a good afternoon. Have a good evening. KB2HXS is clear. Gone. Goodbye.
Happy Thanksgiving. And anytime, I expect it from you. So have a good one. N4ZLK. Typically working like an afternoon-evening shift. I think a week or so ago, I heard you say something about you were just heading into the office. 30, I'll make a local pickup, take it up to Spartanburg, and then come back to Greenville, and then take a couple loads to Atlanta. I was working days. I go in the morning and make some bulk deliveries just around town, which I like that, but had to get out and, you know, handle packages, and just kind of wanted a little break for a little while. I can understand that sometimes that package handling is real a real pain. Well, I'm here at Supercenter here on Whitehorse, and hopefully I'll come out of there in one piece and no holes.
I was just giving you a hard time there. I remember when they built that place. I was delivered to it. It's been there quite a while. Anyway, Dwayne, good to talk to you. Happy Thanksgiving to you, and you be careful. I hope you have a good week. N4ZLK.
It was good to catch up with you again, and I'm sure I'll do it again soon. But anyway, happy Thanksgiving to you as well, and be safe out there.
TFW Mobile.
Are you on your way up to Raleigh, is that where you're going?
Yeah, that's where we're going right now. I'm on 101 headed towards 25, going to drop the dog off at a friend's house. They're going to dog shit for me, and then figure out how's the best way to get from there, from Sandy Flats, up there towards Charlotte.
I'm sure the GPS will let you know. I hope you have a good trip and a good Thanksgiving. And I got a phone call. Let me get this. N4ZLK.
DFW, standing by.
DFW, KO4HKX.
Patrick, how you doing?
I'm doing good. So you dropping the dog off and then heading on?
Over there by Sandy Flats, and they live kind of back over there by the quarry, and then I'll which way it says to go. Man, it was, I tried to go from work down the stacks to pick up something for Susan, and it's like, man, the interstate was terrible. It was dead stop from 101 all the way to 385, so I changed my mind on that one.
It's that holiday week. Everybody's leaving town.
I'm in your favorite 101 traffic here, or 290 traffic right here at the Greenville Tech. I'm like dead stop.
All the way through that light, and it'll start to thin out once you get up there past the Sphinx.
It's on about this road 5 years ago.
Hey, have you got the fan on in the car?
Yeah, turn it off and see what the deal is. Any better?
No, you still got a pretty high-pitched hum on there.
It's different.
Yeah, that's nothing's different than normal, other than Susan sitting beside me. Noticed it lightly the last couple of days, but today it just seems louder than it has been.
Yeah, is that any better?
Just a liquid gold pump.
Somebody.
I'll be right back. I gotta restart this liquid gold pump.
KO4PXB Mobile.
KN4TFW.
How are you? It's starting on my ride. I'm already on 85 heading into Greenville, so hopefully, knocking on wood, that I get smooth sailing.
Yeah, that'd be a negative. It did come to a dead stop from 101 all the way down to 385.
I came through there just 30 minutes ago, and I just looked. It's still backed up.
I appreciate it, and I'll definitely jump off early and go the back way.
Me out. How's the northbound traffic look? I'm thinking about going up through the construction there at Gossett Road, but I don't know if I should do that or cut through the country.
All you had to say was Gossett Road and construction. You're definitely going to be better off taking the back way.
I think. Go ahead, contact.
Yeah, this is Whiskey 1 Juliet Echo, Scott here. Anybody heading for St. Mark's and 29, avoid it. It's all backed up. There's an accident.
My wife just came through there a while ago, and yeah, it's on the side headed back towards Greenville.
Go, and now I'm stuck in heavy traffic. Echo, listening.
And you join in the conversation.
Be on longer than 15 minutes this time.
Wait here. You'll be there in a minute. You'll be there a while.
Started over here to another road. Traffic's moving, but it's not used to all this traffic.
Yeah, is it on the left side of Wade Hampton?
You might be able to get a left turn. No, I don't even think they'll let you through St. Mark's. I was coming from St. Mark's from Taylor's. And, yeah, it's towards Greenville on that side on the right. They blocked it all off.
I'm 290 headed towards 25, so I'm going away from it. But, yeah, if you go straight across Wade Hampton there and take that next road to the right, just follow it. It'll come out top of the hill on Wade Hampton.
Yeah, but
that's before, and I ended up heading back towards, I came out on Five Guys. It was like, wow, I really got turned around. Yeah, you could have pulled my man card for that directional screw-up.
Done that before, too. Yeah, if you just go straight across Wade Hampton on St. Mark's until it ends, take a right, and just stay on that road, it'll come out at the red light at the top of the hill in Taylor's.
For that. But I have to admit, the traffic's rolling, and I haven't come to a complete stop yet, but it's going to happen when I get to the light.
The left lane was moving through, headed back towards Greenville, but the two right lanes were stopped.
Traffic was cooperating. Everybody was in the far left-hand lane even before you came over the hill from the street that would be closed. Well, anyway, I'm on that street right now. But a lot of people were cooperating, but then, I mean, it's going to be screwed up for a while. I'm so glad I'm over here. I'm getting on to 290 now.
Now, 290, well, it stopped a little bit there when you headed from the Ingles up there towards Greenville Tech, but after that, it's good.
KO4 ACX. Doubled.
Scott, wasn't it?
Remembered my name, and I don't know who I'm talking to. Yeah, this is Scott, W1JE.
Ken, Kilo Echo November, KN4 TFW.
And this is Patrick, KO4 HKX.
Remember, Patrick, I think I've heard you. I get on the radio, and generally, just as I'm pulling into work, people get on it, and then on my way home, there's conversation. I don't yak too much myself, so... Anyway, go ahead, Patrick. Whiskey 1, Juliet Echo.
So what's going on Wade Hampton? I missed that part of it.
Big wreck at St. Mark's. It's got two of the left, two right lanes blocked and backed up all the way. It's almost probably going past Target now.
Roger that. I'm glad I'm not over there today then. Maybe it'll be cleared up by tomorrow when I get over there.
I'm destinating right now to drop the dog off, so give me about 10 minutes or so, and I'll be back on KN4 TFW 73.
And I'll be around for a while, KO4 HK.
You know, me being around or slimming none, because I'm like 5 minutes from the house. You know, this short drive doesn't allow me on the radio very much.
What do you do for a living?
The boss wants me to do, but I work in a paper plant. Used to be called Caratel, and we got bought by a company called Greif about a year ago, maybe two. I work for a company called Gripe at the Taylor's Paperboard Mill.
I'm not exactly sure where that's at because my route doesn't take me over into Taylor's very far. Rutherford Road on Wade Hampton to Arlington Road there, that's, and everything north back up toward the state line.
Let me say, you know the Mitsubishi thin film plant? I can see their compound from my roof.
So I know about where you're at then. I know where that Mitsubishi plant's at.
Amazing. And if people know where the Caratel plant is, or they know where Mitsubishi plant is. Other than that, you know, it's kind of a, it's a hit and miss.
I'm down here. I live in Brevard, North Carolina, and drive back and forth. The only reason I know where the Mitsubishi plant is a friend of mine's dad worked there until he retired. So I knew where it was at from that, and that's it.
Job doesn't entail me making paper. Call me a machine doctor. I do vibration analysis and reliability. So if something keeps breaking down, they ask me to come in and take a look at it and find out what's going on and stop it from breaking down so often.
It's amazing how vibrations can tear a machine apart. I was a mechanic for 20 years, and we had to diagnose noise and vibrations, and it was always amazing to how that will tear a car apart if it gets at the right frequency.
I only considered it as far as vibration being an issue until somebody says, you know, that's destroying bearings. And I went, oh, wow. And that was probably about 20 years ago. So, you know, it was one of those things where it just didn't dawn on me until I said, yeah, vibration destroys stuff, and that makes sense. So, yeah, I kind of got into it, got some equipment, do a little diagnostics, and then they found out I have other talents, so they brought in a contractor to do the vibration. I just confirmed what he has, and they have me doing all kinds of, well, if they don't know who to, if it's not for a mechanic or an electrician, they'll give it to me and say, hey, see if you can fix it.
Security.
Job security. I was in telecom for a while, and it was not. In fact, working at the plant, I was at the plant in 08. That was the first economic downturn that I did not get laid off on. I still had the same job afterwards. I feel pretty secure about that.
I know what you mean. As a mechanic, I'm not a mechanic now, but I was for 20 years. Now I own a Matco tool franchise, but I can always go back to turning wrenches and never have to worry about a job.
I understand that. I mean, right now, I can retire at any time, I guess. I just, something to do, and they're not beating me up at work and all that, so I continue to work. But it's just one of those things that if and when I do retire, all that's really going to do is allow me to go work a part-time job somewhere that I want to do, because I really don't know what to do with retirement. My brother's retired, and he's running out of stuff to do, and it's only been a couple years.
Radio hobby, I'm sure you could find something in it to keep you busy.
It's one of three. I do enjoy ham. I like to listen. And then I've got a 3D printer that I do 3D printing parts and stuff for people. And I also have a reloading company. I do the local Greenville show four times a year.
That's pretty interesting. And the 3D printing stuff, I've been looking into that myself. I've several years of mechanical drawing in high school and never went past there, but always enjoyed it.
Stumbled onto it, about 2018, I think it was. I'll say 18. And I bought what they call a Cosel Delta printer. And anyway, that came as a complete all-parts kit, just like an Erector set. And I enjoyed the heck out of it. And then I got away from it for a couple years, and then I bought myself a XYZ printer and started getting into that again. And a coworker's doing it, and his wife is really big on the dragon eggs and the dragons. And we've actually been making 3D stuff for dragons and dragon eggs for everybody that would like to purchase them. But I find it interesting that I can take a game, a program called FreeCAD, and make models with it. And believe it or not, the printing now is easy. Once you get an STL file, which they're all over the network, all over the net, it's almost like printing paper. You load it onto the software, you load it into the memory card, which I do, plug it into the printer, hit go, and it takes off on its own.
Bought one, and I've been talking to him about it, and we've been discussing it, and like I said, I've been looking into it and thinking about it for a while. I'm just finding the free time to learn something new or a place to do it for me right now is just not an option.
I basically have one of my bedrooms upstairs as my 3D print room, and then the other one is my reload room. Anyway, I am in the driveway, and I know my wife's got something cooking for me, so I want to get in there, get it while it's warm. I'll be clear on your final. This is Scott, Whiskey 1, Juliet Echo.
Meet you, and look forward to talking to you on down the log. Whiskey 1, Echo, Juliet Echo, I believe it was. I'll get it right in a minute. Nice to meet you, KO4HKX, and I'll be mobile and monitoring.
4PXB, going across country, trying to get home.
KO4HKX. Hey, Lloyd. Hey, I've been hearing about that. Ken was saying that 85 was not good.
Looks like I jumped off on the 290. Now I'm on Barry Shoals Road, getting ready to connect into 101 and definitely go on the back route.
You just got to do what you got to do.
That is definitely true. Has anyone heard from Chandler in a while? Because I know he's probably working a shift where he's probably not able to get on the frequency anymore.
Been with him one day last week.
He's doing okay. He's just working different hours where I don't hear him.
He's doing okay. And, yeah, he's working some funky hours. Whenever they need him, he's just going to do it.
Still working for the flag companies.
Last I talked to him about it, he was.
Yeah, that's got to be tough during this time of the year and weather, and but definitely rain when it comes around.
I don't think they work when it rains.
Well, that's just not right. I work when it rains. Everybody else should too.
I know what you mean. I work in the rain, but it's like people are scared of it sometimes. I don't understand it, but after years of working under a car and it coming in and dripping on your head and mud and salt and everything else falling out of it, it gets kind of aggravating.
I bet it does, especially when people, that's the least thing on people's mind when they're taking it into the mechanic to look at, is to get it clean first.
Well, in their defense, I mean, you're driving on a dirt road and you get all nasty and you get out here on the road, even to asphalt, by the time it gets to us, it's nasty and dripping all over you. It's just, it doesn't make for a good day. And then when it snows, it's even worse.
That was always the fun thing in the military when we were in different areas that had a lot of mud on it, to get them all cleaned back up. Because you're definitely going to get soaked and also muddy, too.
I imagine so. So how long you been stuck in traffic on 85 before you could get off?
I jumped off on 290 well ahead of time when I heard the traffic report. So I'm getting ready to get on 101. So you know, I'm just at a traffic light. So I've been running, you know, probably about 45 to 50 the whole time.
You've been getting up in it too bad then. He's able to get around it.
Yeah, it's probably about 20 minutes to my trip, so it'll push me, you know, getting home a little bit later. But I just mainly got to keep a check on the time, because if you don't call the daycare, about like 5 to 10 minutes after that, and they're calling the police and everybody else for child abandonment.
KN4KFW Mobile.
Hey, Ken. That's I mean, that's a little quick to be doing that, isn't it? I mean, you got to give people a little bit of a break.
I would probably give somebody 15 minutes or even that if you don't, because they close at 6. If it's after somewhere around that time frame, call them if you haven't heard from them and see that they're okay. But yeah, if you're not there normally within a few minutes after, I think they give you a 5 minute leeway, and then it's like $5 to $10 every minute or so.
Because people would take advantage of it, but I mean calling the police for being 5 minutes late, that's a little harsh.
I definitely think so too, and that's what I've told my wife too. I said that they definitely are overzealous on that part of it.
Into the country, I think I'm going to chance getting over towards the interstate, and that doesn't look too bad on the map, but that's always subject to change.
You decide to go.
Hit Gap Creek Road, and then shoot over to 29, and it's the most direct, and then just jump on like I was going to work. And then if it backs up right there, I know a couple of ways around it.
Holiday week, I'm sure it's going to be busy out there.
He decides to leave tomorrow.
Go for PXB. It is pretty much a guarantee that the traffic's going to be worse tomorrow, and everyone's going to want to get there in a hurry and just forget about everybody else.
Yeah, that's why we're headed out tonight, and I think we're coming back on Saturday afternoon. Everybody should be watching football games. And then once I get up to Charlotte, I'm going to get on 49, go out past UNC, and cut out through the country that way. It's a nice ride anyway.
Well, that's why my wife keeps mentioning to me 2-3 times a day, going, see if you can leave early tomorrow, see if you can leave early tomorrow. And like I've told her before, said, you know, unless our boss or lets us know, said that's not going to be an option for me just to leave when I feel like it early.
Easter vacation day. Took it.
This is a slave driver. He told me I had to work, get all 4 into 3 before I could get off.
Yep.
It's Patrick, you're going to have to get on to her about that.
I don't know, it didn't do any good. She's been on me for, almost 30 years now that we've been together.
Yeah, that in doing so, that just shows that she cares somewhat.
Got a good one. She's good to me. I like to pick on her, and especially when she can't defend herself.
You have seen that movie, The Burning Bed, correct?
No, I can't say that I've seen that one.
You wait till she gets her ham license.
Y'all will find out. I won't say anything on here I wouldn't say in front of her.
Movie The Burning Bed, Farrah Fawcett was being abused by her husband, and she waited till he went to sleep and poured gasoline on him and set him on fire.
I don't think I have to worry about that one. I don't keep any gas like that around the house that she could find anyway. Been so quiet. Is somebody in the car with you?
I hear you guys. She's listening and laughing along with you guys.
Susan, be nice to Ken now.
Ken too. She's making me drive, though.
You're driving the Jeep with that GPS, no telling where you're going.
We think, for whatever reason, it wants you to take you down the gravel road
I
first
like
thing.
I gravel road.
Go forward, PXB. I wonder how many times she has actually told him just to turn it off and listen to her anyway.
Sometimes that GPS in a Jeep, boy, it's got a mind of its own. And that you'll think it, you know, you look at it, which way it wants to take, you say, well, yeah, that's good. And then all of a sudden, bam, you're on a gravel road out in the middle of nowhere.